Go ahead.
Hey, Captain Timmyot, the Viking update. How difficult was the process just going through this whole day and kind of waiting it out to see where you would end up?
It was very difficult. Just trying to see where I'm going, where I'm going to take my, my talent. LeBron James, take my talent and. But it was well deserving. I'm excited, to be a Viking. I'm excited and ready to play for Coach and this organization.
Captain, it's John Krasinski with AP. What ultimately sealed it for you with the Vikings? What made you think that this was the right fit for you?
It's the defense side. I wanted to be comfortable. And I think this is the same defense that we run in Carolina, the same, style and the same scheme. So I was comfortable with the defense. I met with the coaches, and, they broke down a couple of things for me that I liked. And I was like, man, this is like Carolina. So I felt like I was at home, and that was the key. It felt like me being at home.
You had other visits lined up, I believe, Jets and Tampa. Had you come to Minnesota thinking you were going to take them and they just wooed you and wouldn't let you leave without signing, or how did that all transpire?
Oh, man. I had other visits set up, but the number that Minnesota offered me was a number that I was looking for. And I was like, man, instead of just leaving this offer out there, let me just take this. I think this team is on the ups. It's on the ups. I think they got a lot of talent, with Adrian Peterson in the backfield, running the ball, and with this defense, with the big signings they signed. They signed some big defensive linemen, and I'm excited about that, man. Like I said, those guys up front, they make my job a whole lot easier. I don't have to cover that long. So I know the guys, they're going to get after the quarterback, and I just cover them up in the back end.
Hey, Captain, it's Ben Gessling from ESPN. I saw a couple things saying that you were initially looking for or the Vikings were looking for a 4 or 5 year deal. Why did you end up wanting to do a little shorter deal?
To get another contract before I'm 30. that was the key, man. It's just, just to go out here for 3 years and go just prove and see if I can, win them over a little bit more. Get an extension after year two or so and just try to go out here and make plays and win games.
Captain Don Mitchell, Fox 9. You're joining a defense with a lot of young guys that have, been forced to play a lot of games in the past couple of years. Josh Robinson, you got Xavier Rhodes. Do you prefer, do you want to be used as a nickel cornerback? Have you gone that far into any of your talks where you're going to be used? And what do you think about the other young guys that will be around you?
It don't matter where I play. As long as I'm on the field making plays, I'm going to start at cornerback and slide into the nickel when they come out 11 personnel and when they have three receivers in the game. So I'm excited about my role. I'm ready to step up even more and just show some of the young guys, how to be a pro. I had to learn from somebody. Now it's my time to be a teacher.
Captain, how long have you done that? How comfortable are you with the slot? How long have you been a starter moving into the nickel in passing situations?
I've actually been doing it for 3 years. I've been doing it for 3 years now. Been, staying outside, then when it's time to third down, slide inside. So I'm kind of used to doing it. I like it. I actually like it. At first, I didn't see how those guys, cover those guys in the slot. I was like, man, it's very tough, to cover guys in the slot. But, it takes patience and time to get it, and I think I got it down.
Captain, this is Brian with Fox Sports North in Minneapolis. Where do you feel most comfortable? Do you feel more comfortable inside or outside?
It don't matter. As long as I'm on the field playing football, I'm comfortable when I'm on the field playing football, making plays.
Captain, Mash Tisfossian with the Minneapolis Star Tribune. What was the most difficult challenge that you've had since becoming a seventh rounder to get to your second contract?
It's just going out there to prove people that I can play and that I'm an air down corner. Everybody look at my size and say, oh, man, he can't play. He's too short to play outside corner, or he's too short to do this. And, that's the biggest key with me, man. I was just trying to go out there and prove that I can be an every down corner, that I can make plays and bring toughness to a team.
Hey, Captain, Bud Grant came by today, the legendary coach. Did he have a chance to talk to you or share any words with you?
Oh, no, I actually didn't see him.
Hey, Captain, you were talking about, you know, people kind of wondering about your size, and there was another guy that played here for a long time who kind of faced the same questions, Antoine Winfield. Did you know him at all, or was he a kind of a player that maybe you tried to model your game after?
Yes, definitely. I watched this game. Actually, when I first got to the NFL, my coach showed me tape of him, you know, making plays, flying around. He's like, man, you remind me of Antoine Winfield. And I was like, man. So I started watching film on him, and I kind of stole some of his game, and I brought it to my game. I don't hit hard as he do. You know, he really can bring it when he tackles. But I try to go out there and make the tackles when they come to me and make plays just like him.
Captain, AJ Munster from Tampa Bay Radio. Coach Zimmer has a track record of taking guys that are late-round guys or have been called too small and putting them in big positions. What does it say that he had the faith in you to come in and play a big role in this defense?
Oh, it means a lot. It means a lot. I know it's a lot on my shoulders, but I'm a guy that can handle it. I'm a guy that can handle it, man. So I'm excited about it, and I'm grateful to have this opportunity with this football team and with this coaching staff going forward.
You've got the 5 touchdowns on the 7 interceptions. So what's led to that? What do you attribute that success in kind of turning those ones around?
It's just me. I think it's for me being a punt returner. Every time I touch the ball, I think about scoring. So every time I get the ball in my hand, I think about getting in the end zone to help my team out. And that's what I try to do.
Captain, did you have a chance to see Henry Melton today and get any indication whether he might be joining you with the Vikings?
No, I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him yet. But if I run into him, I'm sure, you know, I'm going to do my little recruiting like Jasper Brinkley, he did to me. So I'm going to try to recruit him to get him here so we can be out there together. Like I said, those big guys, they make my job a whole lot easier. So the more big guys we got to rush the passer and stop the run, it makes the cornerbacks and the safety jobs a whole lot easier.
What did Jasper say to you?
Oh, that was my college roommate. That actually was my college roommate, man. And he just told me, you know, come on, join back with him. You know, he was gone for a year, now he's back. And I'm excited, man, to be back on this team, man. He's a hardworking young man, and he got a lot of good football left in him.
What are your concerns about this defense? You know, you came from the third-ranked defense in the league, and you got a first-hand look at what they did last year. That 35-10 game. I know there's some signings, but as you come in, what are your concerns about this defense?
Oh man, it's just in the back end. I think we just got to make more plays on the ball, and I think that's why they signed me, and I'm sure they probably signed, you know, some more guys, or, you know, bring some more guys in or something. But it's just making plays on the ball and getting off the field on third down, and that's the key. And in Carolina, we was number 2 ranked defense last year, not 3.
Do you know what rank the Vikings are?
No, I actually haven't looked at it. But I'm sure with these signings and with the people that they brought in, we'll be ranked in the top 10.
Captain, looking at a little bit of your background, your childhood, quite the interesting story there. How has what you've gone through, your family's faith, your faith, kind of developed you into the man and the NFL player you are today?
Oh, man, it helps me out a lot, man. I think I play with that chip still on my shoulder. And you know, what my family been through and the stuff that we overcame, and it just helped me out a lot, man. That's why I think I play with so much passion and so much aggression, and it helps my game out a whole lot.
Captain, was it tough to leave Carolina, or what are your emotions like just after you leave the only team you played for?
Yeah, it's very tough. If I sit here and tell you it wasn't, I'd be lying. It was very tough, man. That was the organization that drafted me. They gave me an opportunity to play the game of football, you know, a game that I love. And it was very tough to, you know, to say that that's not my home anymore. But it's the next chapter in my life. I'm ready for this next chapter, and I'm excited for my opportunity up here in Minnesota.
Did the Panthers give you any kind of offer because they're kind of strapped under the salary cap? They weren't able to.
Yeah, I think they was kind of, you know, cap scrapped, so they couldn't, you know, afford me to give me the money that Minnesota gave me. And, you know, I understand, man. They got some issues down there with the cap. So, you know, I just thought it was time for me to move on, man. You know, go to another team. And, you know, this team, they value me a little bit more than Carolina did.
Last couple for Captain.
Captain, Jerome Felton called Pitbull. How do you describe your demeanor on the field?
I'm tough and I'm feisty, and I love getting after people, and that's what I do. I get after people, and I don't shy down for nobody. I don't care if you 6'7", 6'8" lineman. I'm not shying down from you. I'm going. I'm trying to make plays, and I'm gonna hit you. And that's why I think he called me a pit bull, because you know I don't back down from nobody.
So it sounds like it'd be a perfect match for Zimmer, who can tend to be that way himself sometimes.
Oh yeah, I think I've made my match. I think we're gonna be a perfect match for each other, man. I'm excited about that.
Anybody else? All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on short notice. We really appreciate it.